Mitch and Friends. This is Mitch with Josh and Kelsey.
Hello.
He does this all the time. It's Josh and Friends. Say it right.
Kelsey and Friends.
That is our group text message.
That's right.
Changing it today.
We're talking about autopilot listening in marriage and how we don't do that with people that we really value in the moment that outside of the marriage. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So it's this concept of feeling like maybe too familiar. There's a saying that familiarity breeds contempt.
Hmm. Yeah.
So the more familiar you are with someone, the less you're like going to value them.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So let me ask you this question. Do you ever do autopilot listening with God?
Kelsey, I think you should go first.
I was going to give you the opportunity, Josh. No, it's okay. I will go. And I think the exhale sigh like says it all. That yes, I do think that I have found myself in that space where I go on that autopilot listening rather than genuinely tuning in to the Spirit and what He has to say. I was just talking to a player today about how sometimes I'll pray and then I just kind of go on my merry way and never even create space for God to respond to that. And in what relationships in our life does that actually work?
None. I'm going to agree with Kelsey on this one, Mitch. Definitely a struggle of mine. I realize prayer for me has been like a soliloquy. And not really a conversation. It's just me kind of like just saying whatever I have to say. And then I go on about my day. And if he says something to me, I'm like, And it stinks because when you think about it, it just hurts. Like, oh, man, like, why do we do that to our Heavenly Father?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's not a good feeling, Mitch.
And you know, another thing I recognized the other day, too, was that sometimes when something's really weighing on me mentally or emotionally and I'm struggling, I'll start thinking through, man, when Zach gets home, I want to talk to him about that. Or, you know, can I call you up, Dad, and like talk to you about that? But how often am I going immediately to the creator of the universe to say, this is where I'm at?
Yes.
So I'd spent maybe a half day and talked with another person randomly about it, of trying to just listen to God. And he said, what was that like for you?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, it's really difficult to describe. He goes, me too. Why don't we do that more often? So I spent the last year trying to take time to just listen to God.
Wow.
And those moments were precious, but it is so easy to go back on autopilot. I think that's why Paul said, take up your cross daily.
Yeah.
Because it is a daily battle. But that time of listening to God is so powerful.